Marrakesh. 1. The Souks. Day. The boy with fire in his eye and the quick hands of a thief shuttles us beyond the chickens and lame donkeys to see how wood is seduced from a block to a box and lacquered and inlaid with silver and stone. And copper is twisted and bent and scored and etched and polished, and the tattooed hands of women and roasted dates which hum against the gums, and snakes which bite, and monkeys and iguanas which do not, and mint tea and honey cakes, and a single carpet 60 feet across and deep in the interior on a darkened street, were led to the peddler of bones, who dances his fingers across a board, shuttling skulls and knuckles and toes down the alleys of my life, which throb and narrow and glow. 2. The Souks, Night. Men, and the aroma of roasting meat and fish fried crisp, and boiling pots of broth, and couscous piled high with diced tomatoes and roasted eggplant and chicken and almonds and onions, and men eager and jostling and eyeing the foreign women who've come to see. And the air thickens and the air stiffens, and a dozen lanterns create pockets of light where young boys box for money, and musicians and singers, and some stop for a meal and some for a suite, and the menu is the same and the menu is different, and men call you to come and sit and taste, and chanting and drumming. And you may be tossed from your place and whirled around, or running the dark streets where cars and carts converge, and you cannot breathe and cannot remove your mask, but dance to the drum with your caftan stained and beard askew and a thin chain that glistens on your neck. And men